Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
And it was a riot. That's the only way to describe what was happening at Columbia University. And a president at Columbia that protected and defended the rioters till the very bitter end. These outside agitators is now how the university is trying to describe them, when just days ago they were saying that they were students that had a right to protest. Now they're trying to distance themselves from these radicals. Charlie Hurt on Fox News Channel said this about the protesters at Columbia, taking over buildings, breaking into the buildings. Here's what he said. It was a very interesting perspective.
Riots, we were told they were mostly peaceful. Well, are they going to claim that this is peaceful tonight, too? Are they going to say it's okay for students to take over an entire hall at a university the way they took it over violently last night?
Well, let's be clear. If these were Trump supporters shutting down an American campus, or these were Republican voters who were behaving like this on an American campus, hectoring students for their religion, none of this would be happening. This would all be wiped clean immediately. The FBI would be on the scene. Everybody would be arrested and thrown under the jail. It would be a whole different scene. But of course, you know, I think probably the most important thing that we will remember from history, when we look back at this time, is the degree to which Democrats, from Joe Biden all the way down to rogue local prosecutors, have taken the Justice Department and taken the system of justice and used it as a political weapon to go after all of their political enemies. And in this case, of course, Democrats they made a deal with the devil. They're desperate to get these urchins here, these loudmouths, these punks, they're desperate to get them to vote for them. So they're in a real pickle, and they don't know what to do. obviously, you know, they should be charged to the fullest extent, just the way we all said should happen for January 6th. Anybody that was trespassing, charge them with trespassing. The problem is they went so far beyond that and charged them with all this other stuff for which there was no evidence whatsoever. And they've tortured, you know, what they've put these people through is just astonishing. But the other thing I'd like to say is that, you know, the Columbia University has a massive endowment. It's tax-free. They created the situation. They allowed this to happen. I can only imagine what this operation is costing the taxpayers of New York City. I hope that Columbia University will be forced to pay NYPD for every dime of overtime, of personnel, everything, every cost that they're having to spend for this should come right out of Columbia's endowment.
By the way, he's right. And if Republicans were doing this, if conservatives, if MAGA supporters were there, if these were Trump supporters shutting down a campus, this will be, it would be wiped clean immediately. The FBI would be on the scene and everybody would be arrested. The point that he's making there is spot on about this. It's not only that. Elizabeth Warren, right? She's a radical on the left. She just went on MSNBC. And she was asked about the campus protesters. You know what she said? She defended them, saying this is freedom of speech. Listen.
And Senator, the Biden campaign certainly stressing that it was Trump-appointed justices who did indeed overturn Roe v. Wade. Want to get your take on these campus protests we have that have consumed the news the last few days, Columbia University, a few schools out west, and many in the heartland as well. Your thoughts on the appropriateness of what the administrations have done, what the police have done, and, you know, as someone who, as noted, has a lot of progressive and support, are you concerned that progressives, that young voters, are going to, because of this issue, are going to break away from the president?
Look, I am grateful to live in a country where people can raise their voices, where they can make them heard by their elected officials. It's crucial that any efforts at protest be peaceful and that no individuals be attacked. No one should feel threatened. This is what open dialogue is about. But we need to keep the focus on what's happening in the Middle East, and we need to bring real pressure to bear here. Look, it is time for a ceasefire. It is long past.
By the way, you notice how she doesn't answer his question, right? Why ask liberals a question where they have to actually, and you notice that's called pandering. Why did she pander that way? Because she knows that she needs these people to vote for her extremist radical views. And she can't have Democrats not show up. So notice she doesn't condemn any of what's happening at Columbia University. Taking over buildings, breaking into buildings. Like, none of that is she going to condemn. And the reason why is very clear. And that is because the same reason why Joe Biden hadn't come out and condemned what's happening. Like, Joe Biden has not come out and condemned any of this. Joe Biden has not come out and said, hey, this is wrong. Joe Biden has not said for these outside agitators to go home. He has not called for accountability of the students that were involved. He has not called for people from outside the country that are a part of this to be held accountable for what they are doing. None of this. There's been zero accountability or calls for accountability from those that are involved. And that is part of the biggest problem here, because they are so afraid. Okay, they are terrified that young voters are not going to show up. And so that's exactly why Elizabeth Warren's like, well, we need to be, this is about the ceasefire, right? This is about the ceasefire. And then she says this about freedom of speech.
It's time for a ceasefire, but we need to be pushing on the parties to get that ceasefire. And we have got to open up for humanitarian aid. Yeah. Literally thousands of people are on the brink of starvation. We've got to get that humanitarian aid in. It's time to get these hostages back home. They have been held for months and months and months. No one knows their medical condition. They've got to be brought back home. And then the biggest part, the United States must give a big shove to both parties to come to the negotiating table, work out a two-state solution where two peoples can live side by side with dignity, with self-respect, with self-determination. That's how we need to move forward.
Kumbaya for you there. By the way, the last thing she said Love that idea. How do you do that when you have people that are coming in as paragliders and cutting off the heads of infant children and baking them in ovens and kidnapping you? Like, I love the idea of living side by side. I really do. But I'm also not a moron, right? I'm not an idiot. And I know what the other side did. I know what they did when they attacked. I know what they did, and they still have the hostages right now, months and months later, as she described it. She's like, but let's live side by side. I mentioned this. If you live next door to somebody and every 6 months they just randomly, like, you know, firebombed your house, would you think that that's coexisting in a good way? Would you describe that as something, a scenario that you could live with? Like, if you're just randomly at your house and every 6 months somebody just starts shooting at your house, would you stay there and live in that scenario? Because that's what she's saying is coexisting looks like, because they fire rockets indiscriminately on a regular basis into Israel, looking to kill anyone that they can kill. Like, there's not a target. Okay, it's just kill somebody. Any dead Jew is a good Jew, right? Any Jew you can kill, that's what the quote other side. And she's like, well, we need to see that they need to find a two-state solution. Well, then don't have your government be run by terrorists. There's an idea for you. Don't have a government that is actually run by terrorists.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood, And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben. Mayor Adams, I love how they changed their narrative so quickly in New York City, said, quote, a substantial number of agitators have come from outside of Colombia. Wait, well then why did you guys say a couple days ago that this was just freedom of speech and students on campus have a right to freedom of speech? What you knew it was outside agitators. You could find it online. They're paying people to be there. They're coming from Democrats. Democrats are funding this, George Soros type people that are funding it. This is not hard, folks. This is incredibly simple. Take a listen to Mayor Adams now pointing the finger like, oh, well, this isn't really the students at Columbia, which, by the way, there was a ton of students involved. Don't think for a moment that I'm going to let them get away with this, where they're like, oh, no, this is actually all outside people. No, it wasn't. It was a ton of students. Yes, they're outside agitators, but the students were absolutely leading this at Columbia. Listen.
I just clarify, the 40 to 50, are they people that you know to be professional agitators? You just or refer students. To them as children. Are they students? So just so we know, how many of the people that you arrested last night were professional agitators who had no affiliation with Columbia University, and how many of them were students who are at Columbia University?
A great question. And we are sorting through that now. It has been indicated by Columbia when they reached out that the substantial number were outside influences. When you look at the wearing all black, covering your faces completely, those methodologies, you know, our intelligence division study this type of behavior across the globe. We just had a team that just returned from overseas looking at some of the methods that are being used with these actions. There's no coincidence that you're seeing these young people across the globe being trained with the same type of individuals. And that is our concern. It's more than just Columbia. It's more than what we saw at City College. This needs to be a clarion call for our country. These are our children, and we can't allow them to be radicalized like children are being radicalized across the globe.
Hold on a second. So now you're saying that the students that you're arresting are not actually students. You're saying they're radicals, they're being radicalized, but you let them do this for days on end because you were claiming it was the students and they had a right to free speech. I am so confused here on what's actually happening now. Like, which one is it? Are they radicals that are students, or are these outside agitators? Now, basically half of the student body at Columbia, more than half actually, are from overseas. They're foreign students at Columbia. So, is there going to be any repercussions for them if you come in and you're an outside agitator? I mean, it's a fair question. I just want to know. 535-9732, 535-9732. And of course, they try to downplay the fact that they are like taking over buildings and it's total anarchy by saying they're children, right? Like they're children. And listen to this. He's challenged again about this. Here's another example of this BS on NBC News.
Mr. Mayor, good morning. Can you talk to the series of events yesterday that led Columbia to ask you and the NYPD to step in here and help out with the situation at Hamilton Hall? I know it was a last resort probably for you, but also for the university. What brought you there?
Really, the team, Commissioner Caban and his team, they were speaking with Columbia's representatives and leadership, as well as the other colleges. And it was clear after I was briefed probably 2 days ago, the extent of the outside agitators, as Columbia University indicated in their letter to us, that we had to do something. And I really encouraged them to look at this for the safety of the students, for the facilities. And then after breaking into Hamilton Hall, I think that the leadership at the school realized that we, our concern was actually materializing, and we had to really move in for the safety of those children and do it in the right way. And I see the independent observers saw how the police department deploy and use precision tactics with minimum amount of force, because these were children, to make sure that we could really eradicate the problem that we were seeing.
So we could eradicate the problem we're seeing. So we went from it's not a problem to it's a problem that we have to eradicate, to then the university saying they need our help because their buildings are being, in essence, torched. And so now we've got a problem. We've got to eradicate the problem, but it's not the fault of the students, even though it's clearly the fault of the students on campus that allowed for this to happen. NBC News saying this as they were going into the building that had been occupied by the protesters, and some of them students. NBC News is Winter, all right, saying this while it was happening. Listen carefully.
Now on the phone is NBC News' Tom Winter, who's been in touch with police as we're watching this unfold live on air. Tom, what can you tell us about how the police are approaching this situation and the, any directives or requests they've gotten from Columbia University?
Yeah, so as NBC News was first to report about half an hour ago, Columbia University transmitted a letter to the city of New York authorizing the New York City Police Department and the city to enter its premises to make any sort of arrest that they deem appropriate or assist them in any way. Columbia University is obviously private property in the city of New York, so the NYPD just can't go on there for, you know, whatever reason, just because they feel like it. They either needs to be a crime in progress or a complaint, or they need to be asked on for the I want to point out a couple of things you've been looking at. If you're looking at a red flashing light on some of these officers, that's a body-worn camera. You've got a number of different types of police officers that are going in on this specialty vehicle that the NYPD has. Primarily, the initial officers that entered are part of the NYPD's emergency services unit. So there's a saying that when, you know, when the rest of us need help, we call police. When the police need help, they call emergency services unit. And so the officers that initially went in are part of ESU. The officers that are going in now, you've seen some with cameras. They're there to document the arrest, to document evidence, what they've seen inside. And they obviously have the flexi cuffs. They have the bulletproof vests and the ballistic helmets as well. So their job is to go in there. The students there are likely going to face, at a minimum, trespassing charges, burglary charges, potentially vandalism charges. And it's what's happening inside that hall, Alex, that has law enforcement so concerned. Primarily, they're concerned that there's a group of anarchist-type individuals who have no particular ideology. It's pro-Palestine today, pro-Israel tomorrow, pro-another cause next week. But their main goal, police say, is to try to find a way to engage in a violent way to fight police. And that's what has police so concerned.
I love this. Now we're concerned about who they are, what they believe in. Before, we were standing with solidarity. We think that they are, this is freedom of speech. We stand with them no matter what. But what? Hold on. So now that you're going in, now you say, well, we're concerned they don't actually have an ideology. They're just anarchists. And so, therefore, it's okay to arrest them because they're just anarchists. Which one is it?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. The narrative changing very quickly on the campus of Columbia University. Early on, what it was actually pretty simple. Early on, they said it was students just, you know, standing up for what they believe in, protesting against Jews, right? Very normal, just not a big deal, standing up for what you believe in. And then the narrative changed drastically. Now, how did it change and why did it change is the question that we should all be asking. The question about how it changes, because now what they need is a need for the narrative to change. They need the narrative to change drastically because the students have become radicals. The students have become pretty extreme. The students are now breaking into buildings, taking over the campus. So that's obviously a problem, right? Like, it's a pretty big problem. So listen again to NBC News trying to change the narrative about these students.
They have the bulletproof vests and the ballistic helmets as well. So their job is to go in there. The students there are likely to face at a minimum trespassing charges, burglary charges, potentially vandalism charges. And it's what's happening inside that hall, Alex, that has law enforcement so concerned. Primarily, they're concerned that there's a group of anarchist-type individuals who have no particular ideology. It's pro-Palestine today, pro-Israel tomorrow, pro-another cause next week. But their main goal, police say, is to try to find a way to engage in a violent way to fight police. And that's what has police so concerned, because they're worried about the students that these individuals have co-opted. That's their belief, and they're worried that they could get hurt, and they're certainly worried about the lives of their officers. So that's really the concern. That was the reason why you had the press conference earlier today, And that's why you've seen such an escalation over the last 8 to 12 hours in police's concern about what's going on at Columbia University. So that's why you're seeing the response tonight.
Tom, do they have any evidence that there are anarchists involved here, or is that just kind of a general concern? I'm looking at the police entering the hall from the window of Hamilton Hall from a ladder truck. It is a number of officers, and I'm just wondering, you know, whether they've given any sort of intelligence on how and why they believe there might be outside groups involved in this.
Sure. So I spoke to the head of NYPD's Intelligence and Counterterrorism Program, Deputy Commissioner Rebecca Weiner, earlier tonight. She also was part of the press conference. They say they've uncovered evidence, and they've produced video and evidence that they've recovered through security cameras, through social media posts online, from inside that hall. And they say they've identified a number of individuals that that are well known to the NYPD over a number of years that they believe are definitely inside of there. They don't know the totality of the individuals that are inside of there, but they say they have hard evidence that these people are there. Time will tell. We'll see who's arrested. We'll see what comes out of there. We'll see what images we see. We'll always report. And, you know, our job, and the NYPD understands this, is to, we never take anybody's word at face value. But knowing the people and the type of investigators involved, they do have a really good handle on these groups. And so they absolutely believe this is not a theory. They say they have hard evidence that that's the case. And that's why they're so concerned about this hall, and that's why they were so concerned about the developments there today.
All right. Well, they are certainly responding based on that intelligence right now. NBC.
I love this, right? Good. Yeah, they're responding. Okay. Well, now that we know that it's not actually the students, we're going to change the narrative completely. And now that we think it's not students, well, then now you can go in there and you can shut them down. Now it's totally fine to do this, right? Where's the president on all this? Congressman Andy Eagles asking that question.
Well, we haven't heard a word from President Biden. I know that the White House said that they are condemning anti-Semitism, but we have yet to hear from the president on any of this. What do you think the president can do in the face of this?
Well, you know, actions speak louder than words. And, you know, it would be great if he would speak firmly to these university presidents and say enough is enough. Look, if this was a Christian group, if this was a conservative group, they would be shut down immediately. But because these are liberals and because it's anti-Semitic, nothing's being done about it. And so we've got to defend our ally, Israel. Look, they were attacked on October 7th. And if you're defending Hamas, you're defending the rape of children. And that obviously is unconscionable.
That's your, you know, double standard. It's a standard we talk about all the time. Happens over and over again. Alan Dershowitz saying this about the students that are involved. Listen.
Professor Dershowitz, it never should have been able to get to this point. And, you know, having taught at Harvard, you saw what happened. The American flag taken down, the Palestinian flag put up in Harvard Yard. I'm sure that breaks your heart. But, you know, we got to tip our hat to law enforcement tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And we have to boo for every one of these students. Not a single one of them knows they want a ceasefire. That, as Secretary of State Blinken said today, the only thing that stands between a ceasefire and the citizens of Gaza is Hamas. Israel offered a generous ceasefire. Hamas has turned it down. But I want to announce that since I said I wanted to bring a lawsuit against these individuals who have been harassing and threatening Jewish students, I've gotten more than a dozen volunteer lawyers agreeing to bring the lawsuits. But now we need help from your audience. We need to know the names of the people who have harassed and threatened Jews. I want students at Columbia who know their names to be in touch with me so that we can file lawsuits against them. The one good thing about them being arrested, even if they're freed, we will learn their names and we will sue every one of them. And the district attorney can't stop us from doing that. Civil suits are within our control, not within the control of the police department. So we have a job to do. I'm on top of it. Thank you, lawyers, for calling me and volunteering. Now we need the names of the evildoers so they can be held responsible.
I gotta say, I like Dershowitz on this one. There's a lot of lawyers that are volunteering now saying, give us their names and let's go. Like, I mean, you know, give us, like, let's go. The left, with no choice, Columbia releases a statement claiming protesters were led by individuals who are not affiliated with the university, saying, "We regret that protesters have chosen to escalate the situation through their actions." That is a statement that came out from the university, saying we are left with no choice.
A little after 9 p.m. this evening, the NYPD arrived on campus at the university's request. This decision was made to restore safety and order to our community. We regret that protesters have chosen to escalate the situation through their actions. After the university learned overnight that Hamilton Hall had been occupied, vandalized, and blockaded, we were left with no choice. Columbia public safety personnel were forced out of the building, and a member of our facilities team was threatened. We will not risk the safety of our community or the potential for further escalation. The leadership team, including the Board of Trustees, met throughout the night and into the early morning, consulting with security experts and law enforcement to determine the best plan to protect our students and the entire Columbia University community. We made the decision early in the morning that this was a law enforcement matter and that the NYPD were best positioned to determine and execute an appropriate response. This is interesting. We believe that the group that broke into and occupied the building is led by individuals who are not affiliated with the university. Sadly, this dangerous decision followed more than a week of what had been productive discussions with representatives of the West Lawn encampment. It goes on to talk about the security precautions that they're taking on campus. And they are making clear that the life of campus cannot be endlessly interrupted by protesters who violate the rules.
I'm sorry, but like the left that embraces this now having to deal with it when it turns on them. And if you think these protests are over, you're wrong. Like, it's going to keep popping up, folks. It's going to keep happening. So just get ready for it. They're not done yet. There's still too much Soros money out there to be spent and too many agitators that are willing to take paychecks. So get ready, folks. This is not going away anytime soon. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, please. Write us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality, high quality and immersive sound, a sleek design. All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.